And we're back, hour number two, Tuesday, November the 12th, 2019. Here we go. Sorry I ate up the first hour with my life story there. But, well, before I get to this announcement, because I want to update the list here, Marion County Schools. Last hour we had all the schools closed except Tri Rivers, Elgin, Marion City, Marion Prep Academy, Pleasant Local Schools, Ridgedale, River Valley, St. Mary's Elementary, all closed. And in the last hour, Tri Rivers JVS is now closed as well. So there you go. It looks as if they all have closed at this point. Now, I'm going to check this with another source really quick to make sure that is right. I don't see it updated on the other source, but on a source that is pretty up-to-date, it does now say Tri Rivers closed. So, does anybody know anything about that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, there was something I said I wanted to talk about in this hour, and I'm going to do that. I'm going to try to do that. But does anybody want to call in and say anything at this point? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Certainly would be interested in hearing from you. What do you think of this weather coming so early this year? What do you think? Did you have any mishaps or trials and tribulations, as I explained in hour number one? Is there anything you would like to talk about in general? 740-383-9944. Now, here's something interesting. Because here's what I have figured. I made this decision in the last hour. Because people are always saying, what are you talking about on Facebook? Something big's coming up. Something's going to happen. And blah, 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 blah. Well, here's the thing. I want to tell you, the listening audience, first, because here's what I've decided, and now follow me through this, because I just realized this morning. Matter of fact, I just realized this about 10 minutes ago. I think I have decided, because you got to make choices in life. You got to make choices. You got to make hard choices. You got to make steady choices. You got to do the right thing. You've got to be on target each and every time. So here is what I've decided. You know, I have had a fun career in radio. I like broadcasting. I like doing mornings. I like spending mornings here with you. I like just talking, whether you're listening or not. But here's what I've decided. At this particular point, I think I'm going to leave radio because... Now, see, have you heard about this? I'm not leaving life. I'm not going to be a hermit. I'm not going to go out and become a shepherd, even though... good hours, good companionship out there with the sheep. I'm leaving broadcasting. Now, here we go. I'm leaving broadcasting, but here's the reason. Here's what's happening. I'm leaving broadcasting because I'm going into the movies. I'm going into big-time movies because if you haven't already heard... Now, I'm going to read this just as it was reported, okay? Get ready. A casting agency is looking to hire over 100 men to be extras for an upcoming shoot in Marion. In a news release, Angela Bohem Casting said they are looking over, they're looking for over 100 paid extras for filming at the Marion Correctional Facility on November 14th and November 15th. This is very close. Now, it's for a movie called Cherry, and it's based on a book by Nico Walker, and will star Tom Holland, and will be directed by Joe and Anthony Russo. Holland will be doing the scene along with the extras. The agency is looking for men of any ethnicity, age 18 and up, and asking for a commitment to working both days. No previous acting experience is required, and it is a paid position of $9 an hour with a guaranteed pay of 8 hours per day. Now, Also, by the way, this doesn't affect me, but I want to let you know. The agency is also looking for cars 2008 or older. If you own a vehicle from this time and are available, you can submit your car photo. Now, for the day, $9 an hour with a guaranteed 8 hours, plus the owners of the car will get $25 for the car. All right. So, now see, that's Hollywood big money. So, here's what I've decided. I don't have a part in this movie. I don't have an extra. I'm not signed up or anything. But I think at this point, you know, you got to make hard choices in life. And I fit the bill here. I am over 18, just barely. Just barely over 18, but I am over 18. And here's the great thing about this. I have no idea what this movie is. I have no idea what Cherry is. Apparently, Tom Holland is an actor. I have no idea who that is. I could pass him tomorrow morning. I'd have no idea who he was. And on a book written by Nico Walker. I have no idea who that is. I have no idea what the book Cherry is. I have no idea who Nico Walker is. I have no idea who Tom Holland is. So I'd be perfect for this role. And it's big, big money. $9 an hour. Listen, we're talking big money. And what better place to shoot than the prison? Now see, this seems like a natural for me. So, at this point, I think I'm going to leave broadcasting, and I am going to become an extra in this movie, and I am going, obviously, at that point, to go to Hollywood and become a big star. Now, this is breaking news, folks. I'm sure this will be in the Marianne Star. This will be written up in all the periodicals. This will be on the internet today. Now, remember, I don't have a part in this movie. I have not talked to anybody, but what I can see happening is I will show up to be an extra, and they will just see my natural acting ability, and they will say, well, he's got to have a part in this movie. He might replace this Tom Holland character. Just get this Tom Holland out of here. We're paying him too much money. People don't know who he is. Get him out of here. Scott Spears, he can take over the Tom Holland part. See, I think that's what will happen, and then I'll be a big Hollywood movie mogul. So, that's why I will have to leave broadcasting. So, what do you think of this plan? Do you think I'm on the right track here? Do you think I know what I'm doing? Do you think I'm in the right area? Retiring from broadcasting and becoming an extra in a movie that I don't know about, based on a book that I don't know about, written on by a person that I don't know about, starring a person that I don't know. See, I think this is the perfect vehicle for me. What do you think? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you think I'm on the right track here? See, I think the snow this morning has affected me in this particular way, that it's time to hang it up and go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. How are you on this fine?
Oh, good morning. Good to hear from you. How are you?
Fair to medium.
I'll take it.
So, one question I had, you know how you do your celebrity interviews?
That's true.
So, since you're going to be a celebrity, would you just interview yourself? Would you just, pretend you were two different people? You'd say you'd have Scott Spears on as the celebrity guest? How would that work? Or would you have to have a substitute, Scott?
Well, you know, that's interesting. You beckon an interesting point here, Adam, because once I become a celebrity because of this movie where I know nothing about it, people will be around. I'll probably have autograph seekers. I'll have groupies. I'll have all kinds of this thing. And people will want to interview me. And somebody will have to become what I used to do, because I will be leaving broadcasting. So there'll have to be a new person to do this. You seem fit to do this. Do you want me to come back on your show as soon as I become a Hollywood celebrity here later in the month?
Probably could do that. So I'm thinking, you know, prisons in Mid-Ohio obviously are a good recipe for movies, the Shawshank Redemption, obviously. So we're going same part of the state and filming a movie at Marion at a correctional institution. So I think that could be, the movie could be a big hit. It could be the next Star Wars and the next Jaws. Who knows?
Now, do you know, and of course, Adam, there are people who've wanted to see me in prison, so this would be a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you talk to the choir. I mean, you already know some of the people there, so, you know, they welcome back, Scott. I think it might be the idea. You're already familiar with the place. I mean, you did such a great job with the MCI interviews, so.
All right, I've been to the prison interviewing the choir. I know the people out there. It's very close to where I live. I fit the bill here as far as being over 18. Apparently, that's the only worry with this movie. And I don't know who Tom Holland is, so I wouldn't be starstruck. Do you know who Tom Holland is?
I don't, actually. I don't, you know, I really know more of the actors you talk about. I'm still upset about the passing of Bill Macy. He was one of my favorites.
No, he was. He was a classic.
He was really sad.
He was a classic, that's for sure.
One of a kind. And it's such a character, such a genuine guy too.
Absolutely, you know,
I enjoy. I like to giggle about Charlotte Ray and, you know, her little ditty about her train. She's not going to miss her train unless she stops talking to you. Bill would never do that. He would just talk all day if he could. And but some of the other comments I get, like what Charlotte Ray said, or that was kind of funny, and just so different from what something Mrs. Garrett would say.
You know what?
Those actors and actresses interest me more. You know, Ed Asner, I'm sure he'll have him on for his 90th birthday.
He's already...
birthday extravaganza.
He's already
actors,
booked.
And actresses, honestly, I'm not too familiar with too many of them.
You know, I don't have...
I'm not going to Google. I'm not going to Google or IMDb. I've not heard of Tom Holland, and I'm sure he's a fine actor. You know, the main Tom H. I'm familiar with is Tom Hanks. A different Tom H. I don't think Tom Holland is quite as popular, but... that's okay. Maybe someday he will be.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Adam, because first thing I want to mention here is it's interesting you bring up Ed Asner, who will be turning 90, I believe, next week. And he is booked on the show already. I haven't announced it, but he will be on. And it's an interesting time of year for him to come on because he has not been on since Valerie Harper passed away. And also, he was Santa Claus in the hit movie Elf. So to have him on this close to the holiday season will be a lot of fun. I think he's on next week. I know he's on the calendar. But and he does turn 90 this month. Hard to believe. But the Bill Macy thing, I'm still trying to find that clip. I don't know if you've come across it. I know he sang it a couple times, but I'd love just to get that clip of him singing that song, Lena the Queen of Pasadena or whatever it was.
I thought we had that. I think I recall hearing it.
Yeah, I would love to hear that one more time, because when he sang that always made me laugh. And I know he did it a couple times, but I can't remember which interview. I don't think he did it in the last interview, but I know he had done it maybe earlier in the year. But I now see, Adam, when I leave the panel here to go, you know, be in Hollywood, you'll soldier on and you'll be the new celebrity interviewer, right?
I would imagine, yeah. I would probably just have me interview people that I like, because, you know, I can maybe someone I can do an impersonation of where the celebrity might find it amusing.
Right.
You know, I could do a, you know, I could sort of do a Ted Baxter imitation, but, you know, Dr. Ruth and of course Howard Cosell. Me and Terry do Howard Cosell pretty well, but, you know, Dr. Ruth is the main one that I do, but. You know, I can do some of the Mary Tyler Moore ones. So if Ed Asner wants to come on and have me talk to him, that'll be fine.
Well, we'll look into it.
We could probably argue politics, because Ed Asner is so far on the left that we could go into politics and start shouting at each other if we needed to. That could be kind of fun.
He is certainly a liberal guy. Well, I appreciate.
Yeah, he said he was a socialist on one of your shows. Remember, you asked him. So the minute I heard that, I said that's going to be interesting.
Well, it is, and I'm interested to find out who he backs in this political race, because I'm not so sure that he's really a Bernie guy. But
no, I think I see him as a Warren. Warren would be the closest. But, you know, she's interesting because she is far left, but she's definitely a capitalist. Again, being a socialist and being far left, they really are not the same, as Dr. Feynman and I have talked about. Warren is far left, but she is still a capitalist, just on that left side of the agenda there.
I think
entirely different.
I think you're right. Well, Adam, I appreciate you calling in this morning.
No problem. So Ed Asner will be on. You know, Pat Carroll, of course, celebrated her 90th birthday on the air with you. So
yes. Yeah. Ed, I believe is next week. I'd have to look at the calendar. I don't have it in front of me, but he is booked. I know that.
Yeah, and Pat played probably the most disliked guest actor or actress on Mary Tyler Moore. She has that distinction. And as you know, you talked to her at my request, asked her about acting with Ted Knight on Too Close for Comfort. So you know, there's kind of that 2 degree of separation between Ann Esner and Pat Carroll. But two great performers. And I think if someone celebrates his or her 90th birthday on the air, the most prestigious thing you can do is do it with Scott Spears.
Well,
you are the official 90th birthday celebrant on the radio.
Well, what
that Ann Esner should be very proud of.
Well, what a title to have. I appreciate it. Thank you, Adam.
That's about as good as being promoted to news director on WJM. I mean, that's up at that level.
Well, I like to think of us as WJM here. I think that's what we got going on.
Well, just don't compare me to Ted Baxter, you know. I'm
We'll have to sort that out one day. But, Adam, thanks.
You know, Zach can be compared to Gordy the weatherman. I mean,
he could be Gordy.
Buddy, young weathermen, so they're kind of similar.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, I'll keep you updated on my Hollywood prowess at this particular point.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful, Scott, and thanks again, and you stay warm out there.
Thank you, Adam. Bye-bye. All right, see, there we go. There's a vote of confidence. When I leave this position, Adam will take over, and he will interview the celebrities and ring in all the 90th birthdays, and because I'm going to Hollywood. You know, this is breaking news this morning. I'm headed to Hollywood because there's a movie, which I, again, don't know, based on a book that I don't know, about an actor I don't know. It's going to be in Marion, so that I do know. I know Marion, and I know I'm over 18, so I'm Hollywood bound. What do you think? 740-383-9944. Do you think this is a good career move? Do you think it's high time I head for the bright lights of Hollywood, the land, the coast, the Pacific Ocean, where they have no lawns because there's no water for grass anymore, and there's a forest fire every other day? That's where I want to live. That's where I want to go. That's what I want to do. I've decided it took me all these years in life to figure out what I wanted to do. I want to be a Hollywood actor. And see, this is what's going to happen now. It's time to wrap up the broadcasting career and become a Hollywood actor. So, do you think my chances are good of getting in this movie? Do you think I'm not in it yet? Now, make no mistake, nobody's hired me. But do you think they'll take me? Do you think I'm the type of guy that they want in the movie that's going to be filming here in Marion next week? See, they need people quick. So I kind of got them by the, you know, I got them by their scripts. I got them by the scripts, so get ready for that. 740-383-9944. Anything going on with you this morning, weather-wise, or will you miss me when I leave this position and go to Hollywood? That's what I want to know. Will you miss me when I leave this position and I head to Hollywood to be in the big-time movies? 740-383-9944. Now, see, here's the thing. We have, we date back to like the 1800s here at this station. We still get CDs. Now, yesterday, one of my colleagues, Terry Tackett, came in with two CDs, and he left a little note here for me. And they're Christmas CDs. Now, I'm not going to play any of these because we are a talk station, but they're very interesting CDs. Now, one is called the TV Christmas Dinner. Now, here are some songs on this thing. Hot Buttered Brady Bunch, Edith and Archie's Spicy Gravy, Jim Neighbor's Down Home Dressing, what else do we have here? Arthur Godfrey's Pretty Darn Good Pie, U Downs Delicious Dumplings. Now, U Downs has been on this show many times, and I think this is why Terry got this. U Downs Delicious Dumplings. Have you ever heard these Christmas songs? Very different. I wonder if they sing. Well, they sing them. It looks that way. All right. So that's one of the CDs we have. And we'll have records here before too long. Probably 8 tracks before it's over with. Now, the other CD is called Humbug, Christmas Songs for the Scrooge in Your Life. Now, I know who I'm going to give this CD to. Now, it's Terry's CD, so I can't give it away. But I'm going to make a copy of this because I know where this is going. Because I know a Scrooge. There's a Scrooge in my life. I hate to say that. But this is kind of, what do you call that? This is, why can't I not think of words? See, they're never going to let me in the movie because I won't remember lines. What is that thing? Ironic? It's ironic that I would have this CD this morning. Humbug, Christmas Songs for the Scrooge in Your Life. Well, obviously, I know a Scrooge. There's no doubt about it. I was just talking about this last night. Now, here are some of the songs on the Scrooge CD. On the first day of Christmas, old Scrooge, he gave to me a Partridge Family LP. That's a song on this. 'Twas the diet before Christmas, and no Waffle House, no donuts or cheesecake snacks for this starving mouse. That's a song. Old Christmas tree, your best when artificial. Oh, man. Oh, you better watch out, get ready to cry, we're all gonna pout, I'm telling you why, my in-laws are coming to town. Humbug. Humbug. Christmas Songs for the Scrooge in Your Life. Well, I'm gonna be making a copy of this evening and sending it out in the mail to somebody I know who is a Scrooge about Christmas. And I'm not going to tell you why, because I don't want to invade anybody's privacy. But I do know somebody like this. So there's the two CDs. Humbug, Christmas Songs for the Scrooge in Your Life, and a TV Christmas Dinner song by U Downs. Okay, there we go. Now we got that piece of business out of the way. Whew. We're moving along this morning at a record pace. Okay, now here's something I heard yesterday. Now this annoys me because I see this all the time. Okay, are you ready? 78% of people go to work sick. Now this is cold and flu season, and I see this all the time. But now we have numbers to back this up. 78% of people go to work sick. Why do they do that? That's nearly 8 in 10 people go to work sick. That is so annoying. Oh, see, I'm getting a message here. Hold on. See, the Scrooge is sending me a message now. I thought I might get a message from this Scrooge. Do not make me a CD. I have no CD player. Well, here's what I'll do. Just for the sake of all this, I'll get you a CD player. Okay, what do CD players call? I think I probably have a CD player around here. I'll send you a used CD player because you're Scrooge at Christmas. I'll send you a used CD player with this Humbug, Christmas Songs for the Scrooge in Your Life. And I'll tell you this much, since I'm not going to name the person, I'll tell you what this person said. I can't tell you because it's so awful. But they questioned somebody who is a part of Christmas. I think you can read between the lines here. They flat out questioned somebody's Christmas reality. I mean, come on. Well, now, see, this is true. The person says, I don't know where they live. Well, that's true. Well, I'll give it to them in person. I'll give them the old CD player, and I'll give them the copy of this CD. Because this Scrooge needs this. I mean, it's very apparent. Okay, but what about this? 78% of people go to work sick. Why do they do this? Don't we have sick time in the United States? Because I don't want people to miss work, and I don't want people to miss work just for the heck of it. But if you're ill, it's cold and flu season. Don't bring that into the workplace and make me sick. I've got big Hollywood movies to be in. I can't be getting sick. Can you believe 8 in 10 people do that? Go to work sick? Why do you think they do it? Do you think it's strictly a financial thing? Let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. I'd love to hear your thought on this. 78% of people go to work sick. Now, you out there in the listening audience, do you go to work sick? Did you used to go to work sick if you no longer work anymore? I this happens all the time. I'm always at work and people are coughing and they're sniffing and they're sneezing and they're doing all this, and you know they're going to make you sick. And the newest thing is hand sanitizer, so you just have to hand sanitize yourself down. But I don't even know if that works properly, to be honest with you. But 78% of people go to work sick. That's unbelievable to me. Why? Why do they do this? Why do they put us through it? All right, let's see here. We do have trivia questions this morning. And by the way, it looks like all the schools in Marion County are closed today, as well as Tri-Rivers, which was on a two-hour delay, I think longer than the others. So there you go. Now, our trivia questions from last week that did not get answered. We're looking for the breakfast foods that go along with these slogans. Now, here's the slogans. Full of surprises, the simpler the better, it tastes like a chocolate milkshake. Those are the slogans. Does anybody know the breakfast foods? Full of surprises, the simpler the better, and it tastes like a chocolate milkshake. Does anybody know what slogans are for what cereals those are slogans for? 740-383-9944. All right. We have other questions here. We got pretty close on some of these last week. Who are the two most famous Chicago Cub announcers? Who are the two most famous Chicago Cub announcers? 40 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in 1 minute? How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in 1 minute? What did the Eggo Waffle Company start out selling? It was not waffles. I'll tell you that. What did the Eggo Waffle Company start out selling? What famous person brought the first waffle maker to America? Does anybody know that? What famous person brought the first waffle maker to America? And here's a new one. I don't think we got to this one last week. What were frozen waffles originally called and why? What were frozen waffles originally called and why were they called this? They weren't called frozen waffles. So those are the questions. And we do have tickets to the Columbus Zoo, which are good through the first of the year. So you can go to the Columbus Zoo Lights if you like to, anytime during the holiday season from now until the first of the year. 740-383-9944. What were frozen waffles originally called and why? Who brought the first waffle maker to America? It was a famous person. What did the Eggo Waffle Company used to sell before they sold waffles? They sold something else first. How many waffles does the Waffle House sell every minute? And you can come within five on this one. Who are the two most famous Chicago Cub announcers? Does anybody know who they are? The two most famous Chicago Cub announcers? Or does anybody know what breakfast foods these are the slogans for? Full of surprises, the simpler the better, and it tastes like a chocolate milkshake. What breakfast foods are those the slogan for? 42 and a half minutes past the hour here on this snowy, blowy, cold Tuesday morning. 740-383-9944. Now, does anybody know anything about this movie? Does anybody know the Nico Walker book, Cherry? Because it probably would be good if I knew what kind of movie I was going to be in. You know, that's one of those things you just want to know. You want to know what kind of movie you're going to be in, what's going on. You got to know these sort of things. Go ahead, caller.
Life cereal is full of surprises.
I think you are right. Life cereal is full of surprises. Are you eligible to win today?
No.
No. Well, hey, thanks for calling. All right. Well, we've knocked that one out of the way. Life cereal is full of surprises. That is exactly right. All right. Does anybody know the other ones here? Does anybody know the simpler the better? The simpler the better. What slogan? What is that the slogan for? It tastes like a chocolate milkshake. See, that's the one I'm waiting for people to get. What breakfast food has the slogan, "It tastes like a chocolate milkshake"? So we've got, "It tastes like a chocolate milkshake," and "the simpler the better." As I head to Hollywood, let's get this call here. Go ahead, caller. Yes, go ahead, caller.
Oh, your question about that movie?
Yes.
I Googled it. It says Cherry is based on a book by Nico Walker and was a New York Times bestseller. Joe and Anthony Russo, directors of Avengers Endgame, based the movie on this former prisoner and army medic's struggle with PTSD and opioid addiction. Tom Holland of Spider-Man fame is cast in this lead role and will be doing the scene among the male extras to be hired in Marion, working on November 14th to the 15th.
Well, that's interesting. What do you think of my idea to head out of here and come to Hollywood?
I don't really like it because I like you on the radio.
Oh, well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I like you on the radio, and you are the best interviewer.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that's very nice. I appreciate that a lot. That's nice to hear. But, okay, now we know about this Tom Holland deal that's going to be filming in Marion next week, 14th and 15th. That is next week, isn't it? All right. So it's about somebody suffering with PTSD and some drug addiction. And it's going to be filming at the Marion prison. And they need extras. Males 18 and older. Which I do fit the bill for. Can you imagine... when I become the big Hollywood celebrity, I'll have, like I said, I'll have everything. I'll have be in Hollywood. I'll have, you know, we talked about groupies last week, which I'm still not really sure what a groupie is, but, you know, when you're in Hollywood, they come around. I don't know what, the whole term groupie is a bad term. I don't even like the word, but I hear they do come around in Hollywood. But now we know what Cherry's all about. And that was an important fact to get. But there is a vote for me to stay on the radio, which I do appreciate, because I do like being on the radio. But sometimes Hollywood beckons. You never know. Tom Holland was Spider-Man? I didn't know that. Well, there you go. I could be the new Spider-Man. Because, see, what I think will happen is I will enter this movie and they will fire Tom Holland and then I'll get that part. I'll start out as an extra. And then they'll just be so amazed by my acting ability, which is none, that I'll be immediately hired for the starring role in this movie. So, there you go. That's just how I see it. Now, you might see it differently. And you know, I'm going to be a busy person anyway. Probably learning lines for this movie. I got to make a copy of this CD. Humbug. Christmas songs for the Scrooge in your life. Oh, by the way, you know, I believe there's technology now where I can send these songs as MP3s. So the person, the Scrooge in my life, who I know is a Scrooge, I can send you the MP3s. You don't have to have a CD player, and I don't have to deliver it to you. So, the joke's on you. You're going to be getting these songs to listen to. Humbug. I don't know why this person has such a block on Christmas. It's coming up. And we also know 78% of people go to work sick. We don't know why. We wish they wouldn't, because they infect us, but they do. Does anybody know why that is? 740-383-9944. We still have the trivia questions out here. Which breakfast foods have these slogans? The simpler, the better, and it tastes like a chocolate milkshake. The simpler, the better, and it tastes like a chocolate milkshake. Does anybody know that? Who are the two most famous Chicago Cub announcers? How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in a minute? And you can get within five. What did the Eggo Waffle Company start out selling? Who brought the first waffle maker to America? It's a famous person. What were frozen waffles originally called and why? Boy, they'd be frozen this morning. What were frozen waffles originally called and why? 740-383-9944. Tickets to the Columbus Zoo, which are good through the first of the year, covering the zoo light season at the Columbus Zoo. Oh, I think Scrooge just sent me another message here. So we will want to see what's going on now. Scrooge is listening this morning. It's kind of nice. I won't listen, so it's a waste of time, and I love Christmas. Oh, just don't like getting things. Oh, okay. Well, see, now that's different. But I think it's, well, we'll come back to this in a second. Go ahead, caller.
Two announcers, Jack Brickhouse and Harry Carey.
Oh, you've got it. Jack Brickhouse and Harry Carey. Now, do you remember their famous sayings?
Take me out to the ballpark.
Oh, absolutely. He did a great job with that, Harry. Are you eligible to win today?
No, but I'm fine.
Hey,
thank you.
I thank you for calling. Bye-bye. We've got our two Chicago Cub announcers. Absolutely right. Jack Brickhouse and Harry Carey. I think we had one of them last week. We had Harry Carey. Jack Brickhouse was the other. Now, Harry Carey used to say, holy cow, and Jack Brickhouse used to say, hey, hey. So that's the way it goes. Now, back here a second to this Scrooge issue. The person won't listen. It's a waste of my time because they love Christmas and they don't like getting things. Okay. Well, you know, a gift you have to accept. I understand that certain people don't like getting things. Now, I don't know why, but if somebody gives you a gift, you have to accept it. It's the season of giving. They named it that way. It's a done deal. Christmas is the season of giving. Better to give than to receive. So if somebody gives you something, you have to give it. And it's a waste of my time. Can you imagine? See, that's a little Scroogey right there. Why would somebody not listen to, if I took the time to run these songs off for a Scrooge, why would they not listen to them? It's not a lot of heavy lifting to listen to these songs. I don't know. I just think. And you know the sad thing about this is, and I don't want to get too deep into this, the sad thing about this is that this person, it's my understanding, you know the famous Christmas movie, It's a Wonderful Life? Everybody's seen that movie? I've interviewed little Zuzu from It's a Wonderful Life, you know, the little girl at the end who says, every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings. Remember little Zuzu from It's a Wonderful Life? Jimmy Stewart, Donna Reed, big hit movie we'll see every Christmas coming up here momentarily. This person was named for George Bailey, Jimmy Stewart's character in that movie. And yet there's a little bit of Scrooge in him. We don't know why. Maybe we'll get to the bottom of it one day. All right. Question still out there, 52 minutes past the hour. How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in a minute? How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in a minute? You can come within five. What did the Eggo Waffle Company start out selling before waffles? Does anybody know? Who brought the waffle maker to America? What famous person brought the waffle maker to America? What were frozen waffles originally called and why? What were they originally called and why? Frozen waffles. And I'll give you a new question since we got the Harry Carey Jack Brickhouse question. Which pie is actually a cake? Which pie is actually a cake? And this is not a trick question. There actually is a pie, a very popular pie, that is actually a cake. Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I think I got another message here from, I hate saying Scrooge, another message from our anti-Christmas person. Well, but they like Christmas, so I can't say that. A message from our Christmas, I don't know. What do you say? Partially dislikes Christmas? Dislikes getting things? Okay. I was not named for that movie. Well, I don't know. See, I did a little research, called up some people, and it's my understanding that this person was named for George Bailey, the title character in the hit classic, It's a Wonderful Life. Can you imagine somebody named for George Bailey, the wonderful character in It's a Wonderful Life, turned out not to like certain things about Christmas? Isn't that a travesty? Go ahead, caller.
Hi, how about a Boston cream pie?
A Boston cream pie. You've got it. A Boston cream pie is actually a cake. Now,
cake,
you know,
with custard and then more cake and then chocolate.
Now, is it a cake because it has cake in it? Is that the idea?
I have no idea, but I mean, I know that it's made from sponge cake. It has a custard filling in it. And then you put what is called ganache, which is nothing more than melted chocolate over the top of it, and you let it chill, and it is very good.
Well, Boston cream pie is very good, and there used to be a restaurant here in Marion that I don't know if they still do it, but they sold Boston cream pie, I forget what they called them, but I think they were Boston cream pie muffins. They were very good.
Oh, I've never had one of those.
Yeah.
Those would be dangerous around me. So.
Oh, they are good. But I would guess that the reason that it's probably a cake is because there's cake in it. I would think that's probably the reason.
I would say so. But, yeah, they call it a Boston cream pie, though. So
yeah.
I don't know. There's no pie crust in it.
Well, that's true, too. There is no pie crust in it. Maybe that has something to do with it.
I don't know, but I know I like them, though.
Yeah. So you're surviving the weather this morning?
Yeah, I've already been out in it, well, yesterday evening and then this morning already, so.
Well, if you were listening earlier, I had a little trouble with both.
Well, last night I didn't have any trouble at all. This morning, the roads are pretty bad, so, I mean, patchy bad.
Yeah, just patches of badness. Well, hey, I thank you for calling.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is exactly right. Which pie is actually a cake? It is the Boston cream pie that is actually a cake. Well, we're knocking these out this morning, 56 minutes past the hour. Okay, other questions. How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in a minute? You can come within five on that one. How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in a minute? What did the Eggo Waffle Company sell before they sold waffles? Does anybody know that? What famous American brought the waffle maker to America? What famous person brought the waffle maker to America? What were frozen waffles originally called and why? They were not called frozen waffles. What were frozen waffles originally called and why? And I'll give you another one here. Now, we just did what pie is actually a cake. That's a Boston cream pie. Now, which cake is actually a pie? Does anybody know that? The reverse. Which cake is actually a pie? 740-383-9944. Tickets to the Columbus Zoo, still out there. Good through the first of the year. Covers the wild lights. We've covered a lot of ground here this morning. We've learned that I possibly will end up in the movies. The Tom Holland movie that the title just slipped my mind. I know it began with, Cherry. Yeah, there we go, Cherry. I'll be in the Tom Holland movie Cherry, hopefully. We're looking toward this. Also, we learned that I am not good with snow. So, you know, I don't know what that means in long term, but I'm not good with snow. we learn that I know a Scrooge, and I this person's probably not happy with me right now for bringing this up, but I had to do it because, I mean, when somebody brings you a CD and it's not set up like that, humbug, Christmas songs for the Scrooge in your life, and just last night I was talking with this person about being a little Scroogey, you know, is that a word? I'm going to put that word in the dictionary. Can I submit that? Scroogey. What does Scroogey mean? Somebody who's a little unhappy with Christmas. But you just have to learn to accept a gift. If somebody gets you a gift, you just have to accept it. They're doing it because they want to be nice. It's the season to give, as I said. We've learned that 78% of people go to work sick. So if you're sick this morning, don't go to work and infect all the other people. We don't need that. See, then you become the unlikable person in the office. We probably have time for one more call today, coming up on 59 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. I believe all schools in Marion County closed today, and Tri-Rivers closed now as well, started out with a two-hour delay. Don't forget the Neighborhood Supper free meal, second Tuesday of each month at 5:15 p.m. at the Trinity Baptist Church, 244 South Main Street in the rear entrance. November 12th, today. As far as I know, it's still going on. Haven't heard it's canceled. So that's today, tonight, free meal, second Tuesday of each month, 5:15, Trinity Baptist Church, 244 South Main Street, not far from where we are. How about that? It rhymed. Time for one more call if you want to call in today, 740-383-9944. Answer a trivia question, say anything, whatever you want to do. Don't forget, Adam, the computer guy, coming up 2 to 3 today, Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4 to 5, and the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5 to 6. It's going to be a great day of programming here on WWGH Radio, but for now, I'm all done. So for this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugouts. Stay safe, be safe. Talk with you tomorrow morning.
As the Cleveland Indians face the Chicago Cubs.
Now, how is this all going to end up? How many games are we going to play in this series?
I want to say six games. We're going to take it in six.
Four to six. So what do you think will happen when the Indians go to Wrigley? Because you know that city also is waiting for a World Series.
Yes, they is, you know, but I believe in the city. I believe in the tribe. I mean, the president is taking 100 of the employees.